Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to mark 1 month of war. War in Europe, at the very heart of Eastern Europe at least, in Ukraine. And it is a war that has claimed far more Russian troops than Vladimir Putin or anyone else expected. NATO, where the president is meeting with NATO leaders even as we speak. Actually, he spent the morning with NATO leaders. He's now moving on to speak to the European Union, which has a lot of overlap, but not entirely. In any event, marking 1 month of war, a NATO report that the Russians have lost between 7,000 and 15,000 killed in action. If you count the other people who are severely injured and the people who have been captured or prisoners of war who have just surrendered and apparently with low morale among the Russian troops, that's a lot of people. We're talking about perhaps as many as 25,000 Russian troops, at least 10% of the troops initially committed to this endeavor, including five generals, people of general rank, generals, admirals. A Navy captain was actually killed while bombarding with his ship the city of Mariupol, what's left of it. The entire thing is brutal beyond imagining and must be depressing, as people might say, for Vladimir Putin and his inner circle. There is a reporting today, which we will cover. NATO estimates, the most recent NATO estimates this morning, up to 40,000 Russian soldiers killed, wounded, captured, or missing in action in Ukraine. The entire thing is so far beyond what anyone had expected, and now there are real calls for the United States specifically to commit itself not just to more war, not just to preventing Russia from winning, but to actually visualizing a Ukrainian victory. There's one U.S. senator who's speaking up very strongly for that. We will get to that. We will also be talking about the problem of homelessness and the ridiculous claims that are made by people who think that the only way to deal with it is more and more and more and more money siphoned through the government that is supposed to benefit people who are living on the streets and on our parks, in their cars, all around the city of Seattle and Western cities in general. Why is that? Why would Seattle, which is not known for its balmy weather, although we're certainly not as tough as Chicago or Detroit or Cleveland when it comes to winter times, why is Seattle so much more overrun with so-called homeless people, people experiencing homelessness, than other cities? We'll talk about that and more with the new head of the Washington Policy Council and about the opportunities for potential reform. We'll also be speaking with Alan Dershowitz, who knows both Ted Cruz and a judge, soon to be Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, knows them as former students of his at Harvard Law School. What did he think about the encounter yesterday? Very testy encounter between these two former students of his. We will get to that with Alan Dershowitz coming up later on this edition of the Michael Medved Show. First up, because I agree with it so firmly, and I'm so glad that his voice is there. This shows you that elections really have consequences. And electing not just Republicans, but the right Republicans, makes all the difference in the world. And there's also a piece in the Wall Street Journal about the danger of putting up the wrong Republicans and how that could harm the Republican cause, the conservative cause in this upcoming election. In any event, Ben Sasse of Nebraska, who has just been elected to his second term in the United States Senate, he issued this message to President Biden. Losing slowly, says Senator Sasse, isn't winning. Winning is winning. And Zelensky needs to win by throwing Russian invaders back out of Ukraine. President Biden should use the upcoming NATO summit to outline a plan to help Zelensky win with American and NATO weapons, intelligence, and humanitarian aid. The Biden administration knows that Ukrainians are willing and able to take ground back. And the Russian people are starting to learn that their sons are dying by the thousands for Putin's futile, egotistical, illegal war. It is time for the administration to stop self-deterring and outline a strategy to help get Ukraine what they need to win. Our goal should be simple. Zelensky wins and Putin loses. That, of course, echoing Ronald Reagan when he was asked about his goal in the Cold War. We win, they lose. That's what's necessary here. Joe Biden spoke today to NATO, and he's in Brussels, Belgium, with high-level meetings with our allies who have been surprisingly strong on this. And what Joe Biden did in his speech this morning was he acknowledged that strength and said this about the future. Listen, this is 23A.
At that time, my overwhelming objective in wanting that summit was to have absolute unity on three key important issues among our NATO and European allies. First was to support Ukraine with military and humanitarian assistance. Second was to impose the most significant sanctions, economic sanction regime ever, in order to cripple Putin's economy and punish him for his actions. Third was to fortify the eastern flank of our NATO allies, who were obviously very, very concerned and somewhat worried what would happen. We accomplished all three of these, and today we're determined to sustain those efforts and to build on them.
Okay, that's terrific. What is missing, frankly, is talk about victory in this conflict. He does say this about what is coming up. President Biden, in his speech to NATO this morning, B.
The United States is committed to provide over $2 billion in military equipment to Ukraine since I became president. Anti-air systems, anti-armor systems, ammunition, and our weapons are flowing into Ukraine as I speak. And today, I'm announcing the United States is prepared to commit more than $1 billion in humanitarian assistance to help get relief to millions of Ukrainians affected by the war in Ukraine. Many Ukrainian refugees will wish to stay in Europe, closer to their homes. But we also will welcome 100,000 Ukrainians to the United States with a focus on reuniting families. And we will invest $320 million to bolster democratic resilience and defend human rights in Ukraine and neighboring countries.
Okay, the question of course, when you hear all of this, you start seeing dollar signs. And where is all this money going to come from? There is an unspoken answer to that. The unspoken answer to that is that President Biden, I think with a very full plate, handling the number one crisis in the world right now, which is the struggle to maintain Ukraine's independence and sovereignty. That is an existential trouble, a challenge for the Western alliance. And yes, that's very important. And I think it's what President Biden seems to have acknowledged tacitly without saying anything to anybody about it. Is okay, we're not going to be concentrating anytime soon on Build Back Better. The Biden budget-busting Build Back Better bill, all those Bs, that's going into hibernation. hibernation just as spring is coming along. We're now officially in spring. Well, okay, it's a little bit different. It's a strange beast, that bill. We will talk to more signs and indications of just how disastrous this war is for Russia coming up on the Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, CNN is reporting the bodies of Russian soldiers are piling up in Ukraine as Kremlin struggles to conceal the true toll of war. the first warm, sunny days of spring in the southern Mykolaiv region of Ukraine are ushering in a grim new reality, the smell of the dead. As the frost melts and ground thaws, the body of Russian soldiers strewn across the landscape are becoming a problem. And then there's this report. Daniel Henninger brings this up from the Wall Street Journal. This week, on leaving Mariupol, nearly 90% of it has been destroyed. The city, which had a population of 400,000, has fewer than 100,000 people remaining. Almost everyone who's left has left. But concerning the buildings, the Greek Council General, whose name is Manolis Androulakis, said, "What I saw, I hope no one will see. Mariupol is now Guernica, Coventry, Aleppo, Grozny, Leningrad." He is bringing up cities, infamous incidents in war, where whole cities were wiped out, destroyed. Two of them, the Aleppo and Grozny, by Putin. The idea that this is happening now indicates some of the appalling failures of our recent string of presidents, certainly going back even to President Clinton, a failure to confront a Russia that totally betrayed the bright hopes from the end of the Cold War when Boris Yeltsin was the president. Putin, for his 20 years as dictator, has never been confronted effectively. Maybe that's until now. Joe Biden spoke this morning to NATO in Brussels about the new approaches that he means to use against Vladimir Putin's cruelty, illegal, and incredibly destructive policies in waging this evil war. Here is President Biden.
We're also coordinating with the G7 and the European Union on food security as well as energy security. We're also announcing new sanctions of more than 400 individuals and entities in alignment with the European Union. More than 300 members of the Duma, oligarchs, and Russian defense companies that fuel the Russian war machine. In addition to the 100,000 U.S. forces now stationed in Europe to defend NATO territory, NATO established, as you already know, four new battle groups in Romania, Hungary, Bulgaria, and Slovakia to reinforce the Eastern Front. Putin was banking on NATO being split. My early conversation with him in December and early January was clear to me he didn't think we could sustain this cohesion. NATO has never, never been more united than it is today. Putin is getting exactly the opposite what he intended to have as a consequence of going into Ukraine.
Okay, this is all very good. Unfortunately, Biden bumbled and stumbled into a totally unnecessary and foolish controversy. He basically was questioned by a reporter earlier today about the deterrence factor in sanctions. And he very foolishly and inaccurately said, oh no, sanctions were never meant to deter the war. Here's President Biden's big mistake. It's clip 21.
Sir, deterrence didn't work. What makes you think Vladimir Putin will alter course based on the action you've taken today?
Let's get something straight. You remember, if you covered me from the very beginning, I did not say that, in fact, the sanctions would deter him. Sanctions never deter. You keep talking about that. Sanctions never deter. The maintenance of sanctions the maintenance of sanctions, the increasing the pain, and the demonstration why I asked for this NATO meeting today is to be sure that after a month we will sustain what we're doing, not just next month, the following month, but for the remainder of this entire year. That's what will stop him.
Okay. It's not really accurate, Mr. President. He did, and there are many Biden officials who did wrongly predict that sanctions and the threat of sanctions would be enough to deter Putin from invading. Now, he may be right that the sanctions will end up having such a devastating effect that Putin will reconsider and reach some kind of peace agreement now. But it's worth going back and listening to some of the comments that the Biden officials made in past months before the war. Clip 20.
The purpose of the sanctions has always been and continues to be to continue deterrence.
The purpose of the sanctions, in the first instance, is to try to deter Russia from going to war.
The president believes that sanctions are intended to deter. They're meant to prevent and deter a large-scale invasion.
We want them to have a deterrent effect.
The sanctions are designed, in the first instance, to try to deter Russia from taking further aggression.
As well as our efforts to both try to deter Russia through sanctions.
If you pull the trigger on that deterrent, well, then it doesn't exist anymore as a deterrent.
Okay, well, they pulled the trigger on the deterrent. Look, I think that it's worthwhile, Mr. President, please, go back and look at what Senator Sasse has to say. Losing slowly isn't winning. Winning is winning, and Zelensky needs to win by throwing Russian invaders back out of Ukraine. What happens with all these new weapons that we apparently are paying for, and I think that's a good thing. I think they should be more free with the weapons. And, for instance, including some of those 20 MiG fighters that they're supposed to be getting from Poland, or at least prospectively Poland has made that available. If on the way to Ukraine, they have these weapons convoys mostly coming out of Poland. What if the Russians decide to strike one of those convoys? I mean, really, on Polish territory, would that be considered an Article 5 of the NATO Charter kind of attack on a member state in NATO, which would obligate, frankly, all NATO nations, all 30, including Bulgaria and Romania and Slovakia, the people, the easternmost flank of NATO that are getting more troops stationed there, more NATO troops stationed there? Could it be decided fairly quickly, an issue of combat on the ground with NATO troops in so many different places and a significant number of them better trained, better prepared, better armed than the Russians? The fear, of course, is that if that happened and it went to a situation where Putin really was losing, if he's losing, he's using. Using what? Nuclear weapons, chemical weapons, unconventional weapons. And then what exactly? We'll continue the conversation coming up on the Medved Show.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The number of Americans filing new claims for jobless benefits dropped to a 52-year low, while unemployment rolls continue to shrink, pointing to rapidly diminishing labor market slack that will keep boosting wage inflation. The strength in the job market will push the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates by another half percentage point at its next policy meeting in May. Initial claims for unemployment fell to 187,000, the lowest level since September 1969. The White House continues to press Congress to provide even more emergency funding that it says it needs to buy additional COVID-19 vaccines, treatments, and other critical pandemic tools. Without the funds, they say the U.S. faces major cutbacks in its COVID response, including a critical shortage of monoclonal antibody treatments and an insufficient supply of the fourth vaccine doses that may be needed for the general public. This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Don't forget your opportunity to connect to everything that's going on in the world and to this radio show every day, on demand, no advertising interruptions, though I do love those ads, but no advertising interruptions if you listen as a MedHead member. You can download our daily show on demand, no ads, plus stream whatever you want, hundreds of history programs. You pay a little, and that's 22 cents a day, and you learn a lot. Join the hundreds and hundreds, actually thousands of listeners who have become MedHeads, and with the MedHead Plus program. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com. Thousands of Russians are traveling to Georgia to flee their own government. Georgia, of course, was first on Putin's hit list. That was actually Chechnya was the first on his hit list. But Georgia, a peaceful, Western-leaning, very cultured, Tbilisi has all kinds of important cultural resources, the capital of Georgia. And Putin invaded it. And John McCain tried to alert the world about the danger of allowing this to happen. Meanwhile, there's a Moscow Times reporting up to 170,000 Russian IT specialists could flee the country by the end of April, industry figures warned Russian lawmakers Tuesday. Between 50,000 to 70,000 have already left Russia. The Russian Association for Electronic Communications estimates in what the industry body is calling the first wave of a mass exodus of creative, entrepreneurial, and prosperous Russians following Moscow's invasion of Ukraine and the country's mounting international isolation. And there's more of that. There's an unbelievable article. It's inspiring, frankly. More Russian journalists quit, citing regret for false narrative of war. And they are, they give these people's names, they interview them. And it's not just the very wonderful Marina Ovsyannikova, who is the lady who put up the sign and is facing potentially 15 years in prison. She says she's willing to withstand that for the sake of truth. These are heroic people. And opposing their own evil government. I mean, one of the things that could stop this war would be basically more of these stories. There have been at least four high-profile resignations at Russia's state television channels, a critical pillar of Mr. Putin's dominance over the country's domestic politics. Marina Ovsyannikova, the Channel 1 staff member who interrupted a live news broadcast last week to unfurl an anti-war poster that said, "They're lying to you right here," offered the most striking act of protest. Others, like Dmitry Lykin, have gone more quietly, providing a glimmer of the ferment inside Mr. Putin's system and a reminder of the immense power of television in shaping how most Russians see the war. They don't have talk radio in Russia. They don't have all kinds of competing newspapers. They have Pravda. Pravda means truth. And it's they used to have Pravda and Izvestia, and Izvestia means news, I believe. And they used to say that Pravda isn't true and Izvestia isn't news. This is an unbelievable thing. Our Defense Department could probably use some of those 170,000 Russian IT specialists and employ them to conduct cyber war in response to Putin. I mean, this is appalling. Russia continues attacks on key Ukrainian cities. This is a new bulletin. Marking a month of war, Ukrainian President Zelensky calls for global solidarity and effective and unrestricted aid from NATO. Russian troops appear to be setting up defensive positions, really, 9 to 12 miles outside the capital of Kyiv. In a meeting on Thursday, NATO leaders, including the United States' Joe Biden and UK's Boris Johnson, agreed to boost military presence in Eastern Europe, including new battle groups in Slovakia, Romania, Bulgaria, and Hungary. Biden pledged to continue to support Ukraine with supplies and armaments as the Russian invasion enters its second month. What is so amazing here, and oh, how I wish I could communicate as urgently as I know how to younger people this, which is when you hear that Slovakia, Romania, Bulgaria, and Hungary, all of which were part of the Warsaw Pact, they were part of the Russian Empire, and they now are lining up with NATO troops to oppose Russia. This is a miracle. It's a miracle that we live to see. Romania had the Ceausescus, Nicolae Ceausescu, who was one of the most conscience-free, evil communist butchers. And in fact, most of the revolutions that deposed the old Soviet era, corrupt, evil, vicious, murderous communist thugs, most of them were driven out peacefully. The Ceausescus were killed. And they were horrendous. That's Romania. And again, if you look at Romania and it's emerging out of the Austro-Hungarian Empire and the long history, who would have thought it would come to this, where they would be shoulder to shoulder risking their young men, because they're all now, all the NATO countries have agreed to pay up to that goal of spending 2% of their GDP on defense. That defense involves efforts like this. And to have these countries, some of which have a very noble history, people don't know, the two leading countries in the whole world that refuse to give up and murder Jews to cooperate with Hitler, who actually worked to preserve their Jewish populations. Those two countries that did the best job of saving lives during World War II were Denmark, where King Christian of Denmark famously put on a yellow star to show his sympathy with that country's small Jewish population, and a much bigger Jewish population that was almost entirely saved by the King of Bulgaria. Yes, they had a king. And Bulgaria now standing up to Vladimir Putin. It's an amazing thing. Zelensky actually marked the one-month anniversary of the invasion of his country. And he called for some worldwide rallies to support Ukraine, which I think is a good idea, and I hope that people answer his call. We will get to that. First, Biden was asked this about should Russia be removed from the G20. The former British Prime Minister, David Cameron, has a column today in Wall Street Journal. Says, yes, absolutely. Who should sit down at the G20 with Russia? So we will get to that and to Zelensky's call in anniversary of 1 month of war. That and more coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's dangerous for America. It's dangerous for the world.
This is the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved show, the former Prime Minister of Great Britain, Conservative Prime Minister of Great Britain, and somebody who re-energized the Tory party, and this is pre-Boris Johnson, of course, was David Cameron. And if you remember him, I used to always get a kick out of finding David Cameron's speeches and playing them on air, because they're always well-delivered, always good. The guy was a brilliant guy and a principled conservative and pro-American, pro-Western leader for the United Kingdom. And he has a terrific column, which is actually very funny, under the heading, Boycott the G20 if Putin is going. In other words, I don't want to go to that party if that stinker is going to be there. And he illustrates our approach to this question. Welcome to Bali, Mr. President. Your dinner companion will be the mass murderer and war criminal Vladimir Putin. And Cameron writes, that will be the scene at the Group of 20 meeting in Indonesia this October unless we act now. I can hear the objections from Foggy Bottom, where the State Department is, and Whitehall, which is where the Foreign Office is in the British government. He says, well, we don't own the G20, and a forum for dialogue is important. Sure, says Prime Minister Cameron, but G20 meetings also confer status and respectability. With what Mr. Putin has done and is doing in Ukraine every hour, that should be unthinkable. And then they write, you and President Obama attended G20s in 2014 and 2015 with Putin, despite what he was doing in Ukraine and in Syria. He said, yes, we did. And the conversations with Putin were worse than pointless. His blatant lies to us about everything from the fate of the Malaysian aircraft to the presence of Russian troops in the Donbass. In any event, what we have seen in the past month is on a new level. The full-on invasion of an independent, sovereign democracy with brutality that ranks with World War II atrocities. And we threw Russia out of the group of eight in 2014 because of what Mr. Putin did then. And what he did then was to seize Crimea and to occupy another part of Ukraine, the Donbas. Now he's trying to gobble up the whole country. It looks increasingly like he will not succeed. And that's the point that Volodymyr Zelensky made in marking the one-month anniversary of the invasion of his country and calling for rallies around the world. Here is what Zelensky told the rest of us. Listen. Clip two.
The war of Russia is not only is not war against Ukraine. Its meaning is much wider. Russia started the war against freedom as it is. This is only the beginning for Russia on the Ukrainian land. Russia is trying to defeat the freedom of all people in Europe, of all the people in the world. It tries to show that only crude and cruel force matters. It tries to show that people do not matter as well as everything else that make us people. That's the reason we all must stop Russia. The world must stop the war. I thank everyone who acts in support of Ukraine, in support of freedom, but the war continues. The acts of terror against peaceful people go on. 1 month already. That's long. It breaks my heart, hearts of all Ukrainians and every free person on the planet.
Okay, it's real. And the idea of holding these rallies, and that doesn't need to be in the Vladimir Putin style, with glitzy choirs singing and everything pre-produced and the people ordered to leave their jobs who worked for the state, which is many, many people in the corrupt Russian state. The importance of Zelensky and his continued ability to get this across. I watched, and it's tough because you don't really understand, most people, much of the Russian and Ukrainian language that is used. There's a tweet that went out from someone named Alexandrescu, who sounds like, by the sound of the name, a Romanian. I don't know. But it's a tweet that shows some handheld camera video of a confrontation that occurred within the last 48 hours in some part of occupied Ukraine. And there's a group of maybe a dozen, it's not more than that, it's a dozen at most, Ukrainian guys who are standing up and confronting a group of maybe four or five heavily armed Russian soldiers. They're holding, I think they're Kalashnikovs. They're semi-automatic weapons, and they're formidable. And they come up and they're sort of taunting these Russian invaders, not throwing anything, not harming them at all. One of the Russian soldiers fires his gun into the air. It's scary. And you think that you're about to get a massacre, but that doesn't happen. Somebody begins singing the Ukrainian national anthem, and they started dancing toward the soldiers who are heavily armed, pulling these guns at their heads, and they're singing. Maybe not operatic quality, but they're singing with great feeling. And hands over their hearts, and unarmed, and the soldiers back away and put down their guns. And there's I think the sergeant or the non-commissioned officer who is in charge of this group, you can see his utter confusion at how do you deal with this? What is he supposed to do? And ultimately the singing wins. Apparently no one was harmed in this confrontation. But with that kind of spirit, and again, the whole world coming forward, except for, there's in the same New York Times, where they have this article about more Russian journalists quit, citing regret for false narrative of the war. They have a piece about some voices on the far right, and they're voices that actually support the false narrative of the war, right here in the United States. And they point out that after President Vladimir Putin of Russia claimed that action against Ukraine was taken in self-defense, there's a Fox News host and a conservative commentator, Candace Owens, repeated the assertion that Russia was going to war in honor of self-defense, to serve self-defense. When Mr. Putin insisted he was trying to denazify Ukraine, a podcaster named Joel Altman, identified as far right, and Lara Logan, another right-wing commentator, mirrored the idea. The echoing went the other way, too. Some far-right American news sites, like InfoWars, stoked a long-time unfounded Russian claim that the United States funded biological weapon labs in Ukraine. Russian officials seized on the chatter, with the Kremlin contending it had documentation of bioweapons programs that justified its special military operation in Ukraine. The idea that here in the United States we have glorious freedom of speech. It is precious. And people who take these cockamamie ideas, take them seriously. Look, there are people here who publish books about why they think the earth is flat. And again, I get this kind of communication, this kind of email all the time. We could do hours, I'm sure, on the flat earth conspiracy theorists, and they have a whole elaborate explanation for why they think that this world has been deceived since the, well, actually since the 1400s or earlier. Okay, we don't have to talk about a flat earth, we don't have to talk about a peaceful Putin, but the idea that Putin launched the war because he was afraid that Ukraine was about to attack Russia, come on guys, can we drop that and actually confront the truth, find the truth, value the truth, and then uphold it and defend it in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.